On University of Miami Miller School of Medicine Week, do COVID-19 vaccines harm male fertility? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ranjith Ramasamy, associate professor and director of reproductive urology, looks into this question.
Even today, there remains a lot of misinformation and hesitation surrounding COVID-19 vaccines and how they might affect male fertility. The only way to find out if these claims are viable was to conduct our own research. In 2021, we published a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association that showed that the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA COVID-19 vaccines are safe for male fertility. Study participants between the ages of 18 and 35 who had no fertility issues provided a semen sample before receiving the first dose of either vaccine and 70 days after their second dose. The full cycle of sperm is 70 days, which gives us sufficient time to see if the COVID-19 vaccines impact sperm parameters. We measured semen volume, sperm concentration, and the total amount of moving sperm, and found there were no declines in any of these parameters as compared to the baseline. In fact, other research we conducted and published in the World Journal of Men's Health showed that it is the COVID-19 virus itself that can remain present in the penis long after recovery, potentially leading to erectile dysfunction. In addition, we also found that the COVID-19 virus can invade the testis tissue in some men, potentially impacting male fertility. Ultimately, our goal is to scientifically demonstrate that it's actually the virus itself and not the vaccines that can impact male reproduction.
That was Ranjith Ramasamy of the University of Miami. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.